Yeah, make it look easy. Hey, stand up guy, boom, 10 toes. Big body pull up in a Range Rover. I could change the whole game when I say so. I pull up, shut it down, yeah, they know.
What's going on, everyone? Welcome to the premiere episode of Art of the Game, where we're going to be talking about the game of life with your host, Arthur Hurst. Sitting down with us today to discuss the game of life, we have two phenomenal men from the University of Evansville's men's basketball team. One is a former walk-on who entered his way to a scholarship and is an intricate part of the team. He is a tenacious defender with a hustle mentality on the court and can knock down the three ball. The other guy, he gets buckets and was able to crack the 1,000-point mark this season. But the campaign is still ongoing for both of them. They will be taking their talents to Daytona Beach, Florida, to compete in the College Basketball Invitational. Gage Bowe, Kenny Strawbish, thank you for joining us, dog.
Thanks for having us, man.
Glad to be here, man.
So, start things off. You guys are like this. Thick as thieves. Y'all so tight. How did this brotherhood and friendship come about?
I'll take this one. Well, it was funny is when we first got here, he wasn't even allowed to compete with us in the summer. He was still at Alabama State. So, like, the whole team's getting to know each other, and nobody knew Kenny. And then Kenny would just literally come down, like, on a Friday or Saturday and come just hang out with us. And I realized at that point, I'm like, this guy's pretty cool. Like, I want to get to know him more.
Mm-hmm.
But each weekend, he kept coming down, and then me, him, and Marv just kept getting closer and closer. And then since then, we just been, like you said, like
that. So, Kenny, what stuck out, you know, again, you talking about coming from Alabama State and things of that nature, what stuck out and just jumped out immediately to you was like, oh, this boy, he real cool and, you know, black, white, let's keep it straight. Like in America where we're so divided, y'all two should honestly be at odds with one another.
Right. So, I mean, I don't know. It's just like when you just vibe with somebody, it's like it just happens. It's just it is what it is. Like, just off rip. I was, like he said, I came like during the weekends and, you know, common interest. So we was able to play basketball, gelled outside the court. And so probably be even more closer if I was here during those first 2 months. But I was only able to hang out with Gage like twice, like once a week maybe. And so, but yeah, just common interest. And so we didn't even have to force anything. When you just vibe with somebody, it is what it is.
So to kind of piggyback off that, I was telling, someone asked me this the other day, I'm like, when he got here, like he said, common interest. When you got guys with the same mentality, especially when it comes to hoops, it's easy. Like we were in the gym working out, like us, me, him, and Marv, because we all had the same mentality of like, all right, like this is what we finna do this year. Like, we finna get to it. If he didn't have that mentality, I would say we wouldn't be as close. Or if I did it, he'd be like, I'm not finna hang out with someone that's not gonna put the same work in as me. And then outside the court, obviously we have the same interest too.
I got you. Trying to be a rat surrounded by people who think just like you.
Yeah.
I got you. So, Gage, being from just up the road, Vincennes, Indiana, talk about your upbringing, dog. South Knox, come in here, again, walk on, but you worked your way to defensive guy, right, being a part of the team, and now, again, you guys are going into CBI. So just go ahead and talk about your journey here.
Yeah, it's been crazy. Came from Vincennes, super small town, but basketball is huge there. Like, you know, Southern Indiana basketball, it's what always people talk about. So I knew basketball was something that I wanted to keep doing. And luckily enough for me, I knew the right person and got an opportunity to come here as a walk-on. And again, that didn't guarantee anything for me, but I was okay with that. I was like, you know what? I'm going to bet on myself. I'm going to show these guys what I can do. And it didn't happen right away. I mean, my freshman year, I think I played like 26 seconds, something crazy. And then it was that summer, I was like, I'm not trying to not play again. It was fun. Don't get me wrong. Like, we had some ups and downs, but I'm not trying to not play again. So then that summer, like, clicked for me. It was like, if you're going to do it and stay, like, I'm not going to quit. You're going to stay here. You better work your butt off to get to the point where you're playing and having even more fun. So that was my mentality my sophomore year. And I've just been building off that year by year, thinking just how much better can I get and what can I do to get on the floor.
I read an article a little bit earlier today talking about how you felt that you were doubted. And now you feel like you still have those questions that need to be answered. For you, just as a person, how are you able to deal with that? Like, you know what? I just got to try to block out the noise, you know what I'm saying, and be able to be comfortable and okay with myself.
Yeah, doubted is a great word. I feel like a lot of people might still doubt me, honestly, because I don't have maybe the right build for college basketball, like the stereotype that it is. But for me, it's like I know the work I put in, and I just stay true to that. It's like, you know, block out the noise. I don't care what people are saying. I'm going to do me regardless. You can tell me whatever you want. I'm going to show up every day. I'm going to get in the gym, and I'm going to prove to everybody why I deserve to be where I'm at right now.
Kenny from Rockford, Illinois. You moved to St. Louis, and that is like one of the hoop central in America, right? But I was told a funny story. How did your mom and your dad meet?
So my dad, my dad was a ref. Well, he like they had like a little men's league at the YMCA. Because he worked at the YMCA, and they just he was the ref for the men's league. And so like one of the teams, my mom's brother, my uncle was on the team, and so he was just reffing. And so so my mom came in to watch her brother when he was playing, and like he peeped her from across the gym. And so my dad went up to some kid, like I guess he knew. He was like, hey, go up to the old girl and see, like what's her name, da, 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 da. And so, like, put me on, because he's rapping. Yeah. And so the kid was went up to my mom and talked to her, and then the kid came back to my dad one time out and was like, hey, she said if you want her number, you got to come talk to her. And so, like, after the game, he calling everything for my uncle, Gafal, like, let him rock. And then after the game, my dad went up to her, and then shit, ever since then, it was history.
I want to dive a little bit more into that. How big is family with the both of you guys?
I think that's another reason why we are so close. Like, we're both family guys. We both are super close to our siblings, our mom and our dad. And like I said, family is everything to me, you know, with college basketball, the ups and downs, having that support system that you can lean on. I feel like that's a big part of my success. And so through the ups and downs, like my dad, he comes to almost all the games. He'll be at the CBI. And like, even when I redshirted, I wasn't playing no games. Like, I'm redshirting. My dad still came to all the away games and the home games. And so it's just that person that it's just, you know, just having that support, that rock behind you for you to go hard. And so family for us is everything.
Yeah, I like the support system. I couldn't ask for a better one. And I've been lucky enough to, and he's also, like, we hang out with each other's families. I'll go to St. Louis. I'll stay the weekend with them at his parents' house. My parents come down. Well, I'll go out to eat. Like, it's just, you can tell how close we are with, like, our families, because, I mean, they love him just like they're his son, and his parents love me like I'm one of their sons. And it's just, you couldn't ask for a better sports system from the two of us.
You know, sometimes it's all about the little things, right? Mm-hmm. And it may seem like a little thing to others, but I want to talk about this, Gage, for you. You know, to have Kenny, Marv, and yourself pull up to Ella Bob's game, talk about that. Like, how big moment was that for you?
It's awesome. I knew these guys for a year. You think that's, that ain't very long. And to have as good of friends, to them drive an hour to watch my little sister play is awesome. Like, that just shows you the type of people these guys are. And it meant a lot to me, and I meant even more to my sister. Like, he's been good. He's gotten close with my sister. And, that's something I have to do. But that's just the type of guy he is and the type of friendship we have. And it really does mean a lot. It's awesome.
So both of you guys have siblings. Kenny, I want to start with you. Kaylin, assistant coach, Kaiser, volleyball player. So is there something in the genes athletically with your family?
Like my sister was a cold. My sister was nice. Like, she'll pull up highlights. She wasn't in Missouri Valley. She was like a true PG. She had a sniper too. And, me and my sister, we'd be in there just growing up. We just be in the gym 24/7. We just, like, we was always together. People thought we were twins because we were one age apart, and brother and sister, we kind of look alike back in the day. And so we just lived in the gym, especially with my dad working at the Y after school in the gym, before school in the gym, summer camp. When summer camp's over, we go in the gym. And so that's why me and my sister are like super close when it comes to like the sports and stuff like that. Like, literally, I've been with her my whole life. And so Kaiser, my little brother, he wasn't really into basketball because I was about eighth grade, or like just AAU and up. Me and my sister AAU and up, and he's just a little kid just watching us and just traveling, being in the gyms all day, watching five games a day with me and my sister. Like, he was sick of basketball, like, mm-hmm. as a young age. And so that's why he really don't mess with basketball. He's really smart. Like, he'll watch the games and he'll know it. Like, he knows everything about like basketball. But when it comes to basketball, like, he's not playing it. And so he just started playing volleyball. Him and his friends was just playing volleyball. Then he actually started messing with it. And now he's like really good at volleyball. And so he started late. If he would have started earlier, he probably would have even be better than he is right now. But like he's smaller than me, way smaller than me, but he's still athletic. He's fast, can jump, and so that's all we really need for volleyball. So he's having fun with it. So that's all it is with that, for real.
Engage for you, Ella Bow scores 1,000 points, third South Knox girl player to reach that mark. 54% overall, 40% from three. So my question is, she teach you to shoot?
Man, I'm gonna give her flowers. She's gonna be nice.
My first time watching Ella, like, we came to his game. He was telling, yeah, she's nice. She's like, yeah, she can hoop, like, for real. And so, like my sister is nice too, so I know, like, good code, like, mm-hmm. girl hoopers.
Mm-hmm.
And so, when I first time watching Ella, I don't think she missed that game. Like, I honestly don't think she missed a shot. Like, we came, like, at the late second half, and then, like, she hasn't missed. I'm like, damn, how many points she got? She's like, oh, she scored 15 in the first quarter already. I'm like, bro, she hasn't missed this rest. Like, I didn't realize how cold Ella was until we first watched her play.
Yeah, I mean, she's a gym rat, too. She stays in the gym. But people always ask, who's the better hooper? You say, right now I'm older, but it better be her. Because the way she's heading, she's going to be better than, like, she's nice. I'm telling you. Y'all need to do your homework on Ella Bow. She's tough.
So let's go ahead and dive a little bit more into Ella with you guys both being hoopers. What do you think sticks out a whole lot about her again?
She's a pretty big point guard. She's 5'10", point guard. I've got to see her.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty strong, I'm telling you, as a point guard, and she can shoot, defend 1-4. She's just got, honestly, an all-around game. And another thing, yeah, she's scoring a well. I think she had the assist record last year in the single season. She's going to end up breaking the all-time assist record, too. She does it all. She's cold.
Yeah, like you said, like, one of my first things, like, watching her is, like, she's way, like physically built. Like, she looks like an athlete. And so, you could just tell, like, she used that to her strength. Like, she'd be posting up people, then she drives in, and now she's shooting. Like, she got a lot to her game. She's really skilled.
Kenny, talk about the Family Bulldog. It's got its own IG page.
Oh, my God.
Everything, like.
Yeah, can't wait to hear this. So, my boy Boogie. And so, he's actually emotional support. He's considered emotional support. And so, because for my sister, and she got him in college, dropped a bag on him. Dropped a bag on Boogie. But he cool though. He just loud. Like Gage been like, you know when Boogie's at home, he's loud. And so, but he cool. And my sister is obsessed with him. If you have her on Snapchat, if you have my sister on Snapchat, her, she got like 5 stories a day of just Boogie just walking around the house.
If you know KK, you know who Boogie is.
If you know KK, you know who Boogie is. But Boogie, cool, though. I have another dog, Nala, and they get into it all the time. And we got to separate them from the house. But Boogie, cool, though.
So, Gage, Dakota Candler, you know, from Vincennes, from South Knox, also a walk-on. How much have you taken on that role of just being a mentor and be like, listen, these are the steps. You saw where I am. These are the steps if you want to try to get to my position on the floor.
Yeah, I think it's always awesome, again, seeing someone, especially from your own high school, literally following the exact same path. So at the beginning, I was really trying to, like, you know, show on the road. And I've tried, honestly, with all the freshmen, because being older guys and team captains, it's our responsibility. It's like, we know the blueprint. We've been here forever. So it's important to let these guys know. And, again, having someone that I already had a relationship with come in, do the same thing, it's like, I hope he sees, like, oh, it's really possible. Like, I can really get to this point if I put the work in. And that's kind of what I've been trying to demonstrate just throughout the whole year and with my work ethic and everything.
So I want to ask you guys real quick, go-to hoop shoe.
The first GT Cuts. No better hoop shoe ever made, I'm telling you.
Okay.
Go-to hoop shoe, like, that's so hard. I guess I got to do the Kobe 8s. But, like, as of, like, recent, I really been messing with the bronze. Last year, I had his 20s. I got his 21s this year. And so, right now, it's bronze. But, like, overall, like, if I'm trying to get, if I could wear one shoe for the rest of my hooping career, I'm getting every Kobe 8.
I was going to say, like, bro, I'm surprised you even have a go-to Ushu, because we see you come out.
Oh, prepare. Yeah, I got to have it. And, like, I'm not a big Lucky Rags let us wear any type of color. Because I like to, like, if we're wearing purple, I try to get green. If we're wearing orange, I'm trying to wear something totally contrasted. And so that's just my vibe, just to pop out.
Okay. Go-to daily shoe.
Right now, I'm on campus, strictly comfort. I'm going with the foam runners, just the Yeezy slides. Yeah. The comfiest shoes you can get.
Yeah, foam runners right now, it's like with our lifestyles, probably foam runners the best bet to be out.
I got y'all. All right, so there was one of y'all videos, one of your reels you guys did after practicing of that nature, you guys were asked about who the NBA GOAT was.
Mm-hmm.
You said Bron. You said Jordan. So YouTube was the GOAT.
Come on. It doesn't depend. Don't say it depends.
We know for what day it is. Because I'll be like, I'm like, even like Bron did some crazy a few games or like dropped 30 and just, I don't know. I'm really a big MJ guy just growing up. I was just watching MJ just monkey ducks. like he's just so cold to me in mid-range. He didn't even have to shoot threes and he's still getting 45. And like, I don't know. I just think he's cold.
I know you've seen the trend on TikTok. That we done with the 90s. I'm telling you, he's getting exposed right now about... better athletes. And I'm telling you, in 50 years, the debate for someone being better than Bron is going to happen. Like, basketball just evolves. Like, high schoolers now are way better than high schoolers in the 80s and 90s. It's just life.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, the fact that these old heads can't wrap their head around that, I'm like, come on, bro. Like, that is just how things work. And in a little bit, someone is probably going to end up being better than Bron, but as of right now, the GOAT.
Do you think that when that next conversation comes, right, with Bron, do you believe that Bron guys like you and myself will be gatekeepers for Jordan?
I personally will not be.
Okay.
I'm a big believer in people get better.
I
know a lot of people that will not want to take that away from Bron. But me personally, no. I mean, someone's going to be better. I know it's coming.
Cool. All right. You and I locked in with that. So, Kenny, again, St. Louis. How did you and Marcus Wilson meet?
Well, my dad was working at the Y at the same time he was working at the Y. And so, like, they cool. And so, my dad was like, hey, he realized Marcus is, like, big in the basketball world. And so, like, I think I was just now coming into college, going into college. And he was saying how my son, da-da-da-da, plays hoops. Like, and Marcus, oh, yeah, I'll check him out. And so, I think I'll work him out. And then I had one workout with Marcus. When you hear somebody say, yeah, I got a son, he hoop, like he's nice and all this. And then Marcus, I don't think Marcus realized how nice I was because he was just hearing it from my dad. And so, like, ever since then, like, we just always been locked in. Like, even before I came to Evansville, I used to work out. And I'll be when I come back home, I work out with Marcus. And he's definitely the reason why I came here. Entering the portal, Marcus was hitting my line because he knew everything about Evansville. He went here in Evansville. So when that coaching change was, even before Coach Rags got this job, he was hitting me up saying he got something like that can work. And so last year, like just having that coach you've known in your corner, cool with the family. And so that's always to have when you're playing D1 basketball, having somebody you can actually – like, you know, coaches, they just tell you anything to make you feel like you can trust them. But, like, I actually do trust Marcus. And so ever since me working out with him, we've just been so close, cool. And he's even cool with Gage now.
Our guy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, Marcus Wilson, I remember, like, he's part of the reason why I'm here. Big bro for sure, definitely always picking up the phone when I call, always hitting me back. So Marcus Wilson, big bro for sure. Mr. Yui. So there's a certain photo shoot. y'all both know which one I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Were you wearing clothes
during that
one?
I was.
Oh,
I was.
Okay.
Yeah. It looked like I wasn't though. Hey, they did a good job with it, but yeah, I had clothes.
Yeah, that was crazy. I can't believe you actually posted it. I thought it was just for giggles, but he actually had that in the dump. Shook the game up.
Yeah, man.
Shook the game up.
Yeah, I definitely got some comments about that one, but, you know, it's all for the fun.
Yeah. Also, is Chantel Jeffrey, is she the wife for real?
the baddest in the game right now.
That is telling you. Game. Oh my goodness. Well, like, hey, that's the crazy thing. Me and Gaze, we sit like we both have her on every social media. Whenever she like post a picture, we send it to each other like, oh, there go our baby.
Hey, that's another thing. We were just talking about similar interests. Like the first time we're talking, like this was like in the summer maybe.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, bro, you got look at it. Like, how bad is she? I'm bro, that's Shonda. I be thinking the same thing. Right off the
rip. I be thinking the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she top one right now.
And everybody in our circle that we're like super close with, they already know like Chantel,
mm-hmm.
our best, are both our number ones.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's funny.
So you talk about how your NBA comp, Jimmy Buckets, you big body with a strap, Mr. Desmond Bane.
Yeah.
So first off, Kenny, I want to start off with you. I look at how you shoot,
mm-hmm.
right? And when I saw that reel, I'm like, oh, yeah, okay. Yeah. Like, I'm not even like, to me,
yeah.
I don't know about you, but to me, I'm like, dang, they do shoot similar. Like, playing style, okay, yeah, I see that. So, why Jimmy Butler for you?
First, I think just being in the basketball, like, just, like, making my way through college, just everybody knows my game. People say all the time, like, he low-key play like Jimmy Butler. Like, everything he does is, like, it's things that Jimmy Butler does. Like, I really live in that mid-range for real. Or just, like, when I'm shooting threes, it's like a catch-and-shoot three. And just, like, just using my strength over defenders. And he's just a dog. That's really one thing I really like about Jimmy Butler. Like, I be hearing stories, like, you know, people be having podcasts and they'll tell a crazy story. I ain't that crazy. Like, they be saying he be going off. But, like, just how, like, he just be better on himself. Like, he went JUCO. He went to Marquette. Didn't get drafted high. He worked his way up in the league, mm-hmm. and now he's seen every playoff like something just switch, and he just be reminding people like how of a dog he is. And so I really like that aspect, and I just like his game. Like, he's really efficient with everything he does.
Mr. Desmond Bane,
big body with strap. Nah, that one. So I used to like to lift quite a bit. Now, not much, but like I used to be really small, so I had to get. I knew if I wanted to play at this level, you got to get big, right? So then I remember everyone telling me, like, you can't be a shooter and, like, lift weights. Like, that's not how that works. So I'm watching TCU play. I'm like, hey, this dude is cold and he is swole. And then I started watching the one. I'm like, wait, this dude is nice. And then from then on, that was my example. I'm like, he does it. He's about to go to the league, be a lottery pick. And then from then on, I'm like, you can do it. You just got to work at both kind of hard. So that's kind of why I like Desmond Bane.
So, y'all both fans of music,
mm-hmm.
I would assume. All right, bet. So, we got a little slump here. You got a bracket. March Madness is about to get popping. So, I want you guys to go ahead.
First, we
about your bracket, dog. Right. Go ahead. Do your thing.
All right. So, the first one, this is for the audience. Y'all go ahead and fill out y'all's thing. So, we got Little Dirt, Drake, Ice Cube, Cardi B, Young Thug, Lil Wayne, Kanye West, Saweetie, Travis Scott, Andre 3 Stacks, Tyler the Creator, Missy Elliott, Future, Snoop Double DOG, Lauryn Hill, K-Dot, Kendrick Lamar, Chance the Rapper, Nas, Nicki Minaj, ASAP Rocky, Tupac and Jay-Z, Doja Cat, Jermaine Cole, Method Man, Big Sean, Megan Thee Stallion, The Notorious B.I.G., Lil Baby, Slim Shady himself, Eminem, Young M.A., and NBA YoungBoy. So, yeah, fellas, y'all have fun with this one.
Curious to see strings
on this one. Yeah. This is probably what we argue about the most.
First one, I killed my bracket. I got an upset. Got an upset already.
See my baby sexy red on you.
Oh my goodness.
See what I got filled out right now. See, I filled that bottom bracket out.
Ooh.
dang, and I made this, and this is difficult. Hey, K, just die. Hey.
Make sure I got this right.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Chill us.
Yeah, that's... Oh,
I see this one too. That North region killing straw right now.
Oh, what do I have right now?
I was about to say, thank goodness.
Hey. And I'm finishing behind the...
I didn't know what you're looking at. Him and them moving on is gross.
Oh, we go. Ooh. Okay. Man, that's gross. Is it?
It's gross.
Dang, not y'all going back and forth about y'all's already. Oh, we. I bet. All right, what y'all got? So first matchup is Dirk and Drake. Who y'all pick?
Yo, this hurt me the most. This hurt me more than Drake. Nah, I got Drake winning over Dirk. I mean, yeah. But if it was up to me, Drake and Dirk could be in the quarter semifinal.
Drake at the 32 seed is crazy.
Oh yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, man.
I just set this one up. We got Ice Cube, Cardi B.
That's Ice Cube.
Ice Cube. All right.
Turn that Cardi B off real quick.
All right, we got Thugger and Weezy.
This is close.
Wayne.
I grew up on Wayne. You can't.
Yeah.
Gotta be that one.
All right. We got Ye and Saweetie.
Good, yeah.
You good. All right.
Good, yeah.
All right. We got Travis Scott. We got 3 Stacks.
Trav.
I'm going to try it there, too.
I'm going to have to go 3 Stacks on that one. I'm a little bit of an old head. Tyler, the Creator, Missy Elliott.
Missy Elliott, get him out of there.
I said Tyler, the Creator.
I said Missy, but hey, wait, hold on. You dissing Tyler?
I'm going to keep it real. I can't even name you 3 Missy Elliott songs. I just could not write Tyler, the Creator. Like, both of those, I mean, it was cool with me, but I don't like Tyler, the Creator.
The Toxic King, Future, Snoop, D-O-double-G.
Future.
I'm going to have to go Snoop on that one. Lauryn Hill or K-Dot?
Yeah, K-Dot.
That was a toss-up. I mean, I'd say Lauryn Hill. I don't really like Kendrick Lamar either.
Oh, what is it about Kung Fu Kenny?
Yeah, not a... I don't know, man. I'm not a big old rap guy, and I feel like he has more of that older style. That's kind of...
He don't like lyrics for... He want to hear about some...
That's not true.
No worry. Hey, we gonna get to that. But no, nah, definitely can't go wrong with Lauryn Hill. That was a toss-up for me, too. Chance the Rapper or Nas?
Chano, for sure. I got Chance over Nas.
You up there with Tyler, the Creator for me. Get him up out of there, man.
Chance is with Tyler.
Yeah, get him up out of there.
Wow. Hey, okay.
Who you got?
For me, I got Nas in that one. But dang, Chance and Rapper together and... Oh, man. Okay. Nicki or ASAP?
ASAP, killer.
I got Nicki.
Stop it.
I might have to go with Charles in this one. Hey, bro, listen. ASAP's underrated.
Put y'all on there.
Bet. Do that then. But Nicki, that girl cold, dog. Pac or Jay-Z?
Yeah, this one hurt, too. My dad, I want to see my dad will pick on this. But I pick Jay-Z, though.
Okay. Jay-Z.
I got to go with Pac. Me against the world.
No, that's not even you against the world. That's just, I would pick Pac, too. It's just whoever you are.
Yeah. Doja Cat, J. Cole.
J. Cole.
Yeah, this was
sorry, Doja. Method Man or Big Sean?
I said Big Sean.
Yeah, Big Sean.
I had neither ones really.
I got you,
Sean. Not making it out of that second round.
Took Method on that one. Cream. Cash rolled everything around me. Megan Thee Stallion and Notorious B.I.G.
Oh, B.I.G.
I bet we all agree. Little Baby Eminem.
Baby Bros. He up there with Chance the Rapper.
But I lean too, man.
I ain't gonna lie. That's a bad... I know it's gonna be a bad take, but come on, bro. No one is getting in the car and saying, yo, put some Eminem on. Like, I've never heard nobody say that.
I know, but if you're playing it, you see everybody knows. Everybody knows.
Yeah.
I know radio songs.
M is for game day. M is for game day. Young M.A., NBA Youngboy.
NBA Youngboy.
Goals.
Okay.
For me, I'm going to take M.A. on that one. But I know we got different, like, yeah I'm going to take M.A., dog. Hold on. Like I said, we're going to...
Not bad at that.
We're going to talk. We're going to talk. So, who's y'all's... Charles, we're going to start with you. Who's your champion?
My champ is Drake.
All right, Drizzy.
Cantrell, young boy, the girl.
All right. For me, this one's tough. This was tough. I got Wayne, Kendrick, Pac, and I would say Big in my final four, but I'm probably going to have to end it off with, I have to end it off with Pac, man.
I think we have I don't have one team in the final four. You got. Now, I got Drake, Future, Upset. This is my Cinderella team, ASAP Rocky.
Okay.
In the final four, it's the closest there's no recall with, you know, he's got some great vibes on him. Mm-hmm. Then I got YB, and then once YB gets cooking, it's over with.
Yes, sir. ASAP Rocky in your final four is crazy.
He didn't even be my Nicki. Cinderella team.
My final four, Drake, Future, Jay-Z, M. And, you know, I had to have Drake and Jay-Z in a championship game, and Champagne Poppy, man, like, he cold.
I'm going to keep it real.
The boy.
I've known him for 2 years. Mm-hmm. I've never heard him play Eminem in my life. Ever. And he in your final four?
Over Baby?
Over YB?
So I got to ask y'all. So as far as hip hop goes, right? So you talked about lyrics. I want to say vibes.
So I got two. I mean, I like the vibe out.
Mm-hmm.
Then I also like just murder music. Like, okay. Like, I'm going to keep it real. Young boy, I've listened to OT7 Kwani a bunch. Mm-hmm. Straight murder music.
Yeah.
At least gets me hyped up.
Murder business, I got you.
Yeah.
Kenny?
I like both. Like, I really like a big vibes type of person, though. I do be playing that gangster music. And I do be listening to, like, you know, that Kendrick.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really, I like a mixture of both.
I got you.
I like a mixture of both.
So besides rap, do y'all listen to anything else?
Big R&B guy.
Okay.
Big R&B guy. Depends on some good vibes. We play some pop.
Dabbling some Justin Bieber.
For JB. Time.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So R&B. R&B, who we going with?
All time?
Mm-hmm.
Kells.
They not going to like that answer.
They not going to. Hey,
I'm right with you, though. Like,
they not going to like that answer.
But obviously, he the king of R&B. He's obviously the GOAT right now. I mean, he's the GOAT. But right now, R&B, probably, I don't know.
R&B is different.
Yeah, R&B
is definitely different now.
Yeah. I don't know. I like everybody. I like it, yeah. And you don't got my boy Rod Wave in it.
Yeah, he could have made
some. I was thinking about Mr. Green. I'm not even going to lie. I think for Rod, it was... This is how I look at it. It was the same thing, I guess, a little bit, not with P&B, but like with XXX and Toxino. Like, love their music, definitely talented, things of that nature. But with me and how I just am as a person, how like upbeat I am, I really do not like music that gets me down. But I've been on the Rod wave a little bit. I've been on the wave, Rod. I'm not even going to lie. Dude, Street Runner, Tombstone, like the old stuff. And now I'm listening to his new stuff. I'm like, oh, yeah, okay, this boy cold. I'm not even, I got to give him that he cold. So. Can't even sleep on him. So, Pop, you said JB, Justin Bieber. Who else?
Who else we can listen to?
I ain't gonna lie, I listen to a lot of rap. Like, if I'm gonna not listen to rap, it's gonna be like JB, like Giveon, some good vibes. Okay. But yeah, it's a lot of rap.
Okay.
And then, if I want a little something slower, I'm going to Rod. Just like, set the mood.
I got you. All right, so got to talk about, so being at UE, things of that nature, obviously you guys are always hooping. stuff like that. You get a little bit of exposure, you know, being able to go to other cities, things of that nature. You're going to Daytona Beach for the CBI. What are top three places y'all would like to go visit?
That we haven't ever been?
Mm-hmm.
Hawaii, number one. Hawaii, number one. Number two, probably London. And number three, if I'm, like, with my team. I'm really, like, a big vacation, like, tropical guy.
Yeah.
So probably, like, the Maldives or Bora Bora.
Okay.
Yeah, for me, strictly vacation. So I'm talking. That's up there, at that little area, Maldives, whatever. Hawaii. And I've never been to Vegas. I'm trying to go with the gang once. me and him have planned to want to go see more, but I need to go to Vegas.
I got you. Definitely, I think that's definitely on everybody's bucket list. So we, as human beings, right, we obviously taught not to be selfish, things of that nature, and we don't give ourselves, in my opinion, enough grace for ourselves that I think we need to be able to talk about ourselves in the fashion that we want to. So I want to ask, starting with you, Gage, you're young now, but we know that tomorrow is not promised. What do you want people to say about you?
Very great question. I don't want to mess this up. What I want people to say about me, I want people to say a couple things. One, no matter what he did, he always gave great effort and tried his best at whatever. He was never short of himself. He always, if he was going to do something, he's going to do it the right way and try his best. And then two, I want people to, he's a great guy to be around. I try to, you know, bring good vibes, be kind to everybody. And I just want people to, just a great guy to be around. Like, that's someone you want. If you're thinking, oh, what are we going to do? Let's invite Gage because he's going to be a good time and he's not going to bring people down. Like, he's just strictly uplifting people.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of the vibe that I like to think I give off.
Sure. I was thinking about this the other day, but kind of the same question. Just like, I was just thinking about my college career and like how successful I became and like everything. I feel like you got to be a good person. Like, you got to be a good human being to be around. Like, if you attract what you give. And so, like, you don't want to be that person that's always causing problems. You always want to be that person who is not problematic. You're doing the right thing, and not just because of yourself. Just, like, I feel like almost every person you can ask, like, somebody didn't like me, it's probably because they had something. Like, I rarely ever do anything for make somebody not like me. Like, I ain't no shiesty. I don't have no ill intention towards anybody.
Yeah.
So I want somebody to, like, I'm just a cool dude, real nonchalant. They probably say that. And I want somebody to say that, like, I really, like, I'm just, like, tough. Like, as not, like, just, like, somebody who's persevered, he's very perseverance. You know, somebody that has a lot of perseverance.
I got you. Continue on with that, one of the worst places that we can live in is our own head.
Yeah.
So forget what everybody else now says about you. What do you say about yourself?
I tell myself that I'm, like, every day I just remind myself, like, I have a dry erase board in front of my bed, so when I wake up, like, the first thing I see, and there's a whole bunch of self-affirmations and, like, things like that. So I just remind myself every day, like, my journey, like, everything I've gone through, and, like, just not being doubtful of myself, because, like, if you play sports, you know a lot of sports is really just, like, 80% mental, 20%, like, just doing it. And so going into college, I didn't have a lot of self-confidence in myself with playing basketball. And so I really just remind myself about how good of a, like, I'm a bucket. Or it's like stuff like that. I really, like, gas myself up so I can, like, always keep that mindset. Bro.
You know, restate the question for me. I had an answer. I have an answer.
What do you say about yourself?
This sounds like cliche, but, like, just dog. Like, I think I'm, as myself, like, in my head, I'm like, dude, you're a dog. Like, I think that no matter what I'm going through, I'm going to thug it out. I'm not going to let any of this affect, like, outside relationships. Like, I like dealing with things on myself. And, like I said, just thug it out. Like, I'm going to find a way to do whatever I want to do I will will myself there no matter what. Like, it don't matter what I'm going through. I'm going to find a way to get what I need to get done to be, like, successful in this life. And I think I kind of pride myself on that.
Do either one of you have any hidden talents?
Hidden talents? I don't think I've ever lost a game of ping pong in my life. What else? Who are you looking at?
Well, first off, we could play anytime you wanted to. I'm thrashing him, just so y'all know. But, you know, I'm going to let him have that ping pong your thing.
Hidden talents? I don't know. I don't really got a lot of, like, hidden talents. I really want to start learning magic tricks, though.
So. Okay.
I feel like that would be always cool to, like, hit somebody with a magic trick. Like, dang, you know magic?
Yeah.
And so, yeah. But ping pong, I want more hidden talents, though.
So. Yeah.
I'm nasty at chess.
Oh, yeah.
I'll take my chess talents against anybody who want to play me.
Really?
Yeah, I'm nasty.
So when I was young, right, I remember I used to go to my mom's elementary school and learn chess there. And then ever since then, I like fell off with it. What is it about chess that keeps you like locked in on it?
I don't even know. I started
life.
Yeah. Honestly, you know what? This is going to sound kind of crazy. But just me knowing that when I beat the person, I'm smarter than them. Like, I like having that.
Yeah.
Like, you know what? Like, this game is purely like my, like, just there's no athletic ability. So if I'm beating you, you and I like that.
I honestly don't think that's the case.
What you mean?
You beating somebody in chess doesn't mean, like, sometimes you just don't know what you're doing, like,
which would mean.
And so I honestly feel like it's just more experience. Like, he used to be thrashing me in chess all last year.
Hold on.
Towards
that seemed like past tense. Used to.
Now towards it, like, ever since then, like, we play good games now, like neck and neck.
Look at the camera. Look at the camera. I'm thrashing him 10 times out of 10. It's not even close.
Hey, Marv, you hear your boy?
Marv? Hey, I think, you know who else is nice at chess? Marvin Coleman. Nice. We used to play, we were roommates. So we would be playing chess in the hotels.
Yeah.
He's good. I'm thrashing Kenny.
Oh, he's not. Put bread on it.
Ooh, put bread on it.
Yeah, I'm talking crazy.
Don't do that. No, do that. Don't do that. We broke quick.
Hold on, but I want to expand on that a little bit, Kenny, because I was told that you like to do art. That you want to
nice.
Oh, yes, that is a hidden talent of mine. I actually really do like art. I feel like he just realized I was, when did you, because I remember we was doing something, we had a community event, and he noticed I was good at art.
Yeah, it's like weird, like, he's so nonchalant about it, like, he doesn't talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
And then one day I like looked over at him. What are you doing? He's drawing this very detailed picture. I'm like, bro, you're kind of nice. He's like, oh, yeah, we're doing it for fun. Nah, he's nice.
Yeah. Growing up, my uncle was really good at art. My whole mom's side of the family was really good at art. And so that's where I picked up art from, just like sketching and just doing a whole bunch of different arts and crafts. I feel like it's kind of peaceful.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
you don't be telling nobody. You'll look over, like, he won't even, like, know you're looking at me. Awesome. Like,
yeah, I got a little book out of my room, a whole bunch of different things I be sketching. I got a little coloring book, too. peaceful, therapeutic.
I can't speak. What's your favorite thing to draw? Like, off the top of your head, what's like, yeah, this is, I can sketch this easy?
A dog.
I'm gassing you up. You said a dog.
Not no typical, you know, a circle and another oval and the ear. Like, I actually, like, if somebody took a picture of Boogie, my sister's dog, and like I'm looking at it, I would actually make a detailed picture of Boogie. And, like, I don't know. It's just the first thing I think maybe the last thing I drew was a dog. And so, like, I really be like, I'm actually very detailed with it. Draw the furs, all that.
Gage, what is it about coaching that it catches you so much? Because I read something, I was like, that's something that you possibly want to be able to do. What is it about coaching? Because I'm not going to lie, with how the generations are going, I'm like, dang, these kids sensitive. They don't know how to respect or listen to authority. So why do you think that's an avenue you want to pursue?
It's a great question. I agree with your first part saying kids are getting soft. But my high school coach, he used to let me have it. That's one of my best friends now. But like that's kind of how I've been brought up. Like, you're going to get yelled at, but it's all like love. Like, we're trying to get you better. And I think like the reason I want to pursue that is when I was like, even now, I'm not the most athletic, again, not the tallest, but I think being able to be like smarter than some of these people gives me an edge. And yeah, I may not be playing basketball the rest of my life, but this is a way to stay with it. And I think I have a pretty high IQ of the game of basketball. And I think I could maybe be pretty successful if that's something I wanted to do.
So LeBron James, JJ Redick got a new podcast out now, Mind the Game. That first episode dropped actually earlier
today. Oh, it did.
I saw some clips on it.
Look, man, if I'm able to pick up a clipboard and start sketching, it's because of those two. Great debut episode. So they were talking about basketball IQ, basketball intelligence, things of that nature. So from you, future coach Gage Bo, where do you think that basketball IQ is innate, or is it something that can be taught and learned?
It can be taught and learned for sure. Now, there's also some guys that are just very gifted, like basketball IQ. Like one of the guys I was playing with when I was like fifth grade, he was making the craziest passes. I'm like, bro, I'm not even seeing these guys open. Like, that's just like, you just got that. But it very easily can be learned. It's just like, it's like anything else.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can't teach someone to like run fast. I mean, you can, but it's a lot harder than that. But like, you're just talking about X's and O's. Like, that's something if you got to lock in and put the work in.
Yeah.
But it's very learnable, I think.
What you think, Kenny?
I think it takes a lot of time.
You got a lot of
willingness.
Yeah.
I feel like what makes people not have IQ is just their own, like they know what the right play is, but they trying to do something else. And so that's just the main thing about IQ. But it takes time you got to watch film you don't even have to watch film for it. You just got to if you're a hooper, you just know like what's open. Like, you played basketball long enough and you know the game, you know the court. It's just like you just read stuff. It's really just reading what the defense gives you.
So you guys going to be going to the CBI. Y'all leaving Thursday, first game Sunday, right?
Yes, yeah.
So how y'all feeling?
Oh, we trying to win this thing. Okay. Like, we seen the racket. We seen all. Like, we know what our league is and what we just been went through this past 2.5 months. And we ready to see somebody else. We was just talking about that. We ready to see a face like we've never seen before. And, like, and just these different teams. Like, we're playing Quinnipiac, and they're from New England. What they said?
I have no idea.
They're from somewhere up north, like by New York. And so just playing against a different style of basketball, like, they're – like, I ain't get too deep, but they're quick and all that. Like, they got a lot of good guards, but we're one of the more physical teams in Missouri Valley. And so we're just ready to represent the Valley, just showing them the type of basketball that we play and what we go against.
Yeah. Like you said, we're a top conference in the country. I'm probably, you can make the argument for top seven conferences in the country. Yeah. Right out after the Mountain West. And, like, I think that's a great – we're trying to prove, like, the NBC is rough out there. Yeah. Like, that's a long 20 games.
Long.
Like, we have a pretty good track record this year of non-NBC opponents, and that's just something we want to show y'all. Like, look, we might not have won as many games as we wanted to, but there was a reason. These dudes, they're tough.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not a joke right now. So, like, we kind of want to – got a little chip on our shoulder. Like, we want to go prove that if we're not in the NBC, we're a top of conference team and a lot of other conferences. That's kind of like our mindset going into it. We're here to win.
For sure. I respect that. So I want to talk a little bit more about, not just college hoops, but just college sports in general. NIL thing is being real, real big right now. You hear Nick Saban talking about it, things of that nature. What are your guys' minds on NIL, transfer portal as well, and also the development of athletes, especially men's college basketball?
I love the NIL. I mean, finally, like, we're getting paid to use our faces and hoop. And so that's like a dream. We're like almost a professional already. And so, I mean, I know Gage probably love it. Like, Gage should probably make so many NILs with his hair. Like things like that. Like, you can make money off of things like that.
I wish it was 5 years ago.
Yeah.
It was just now starting.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, it's, it might make some of the old heads mad. I love the transfer portal too. I mean, anything that benefits the players, because, we've been in it, I'm all for it, because, before, we had no power. I mean, now we get a little more power. So a lot of these other people, a lot of people don't like it.
Mm-hmm.
But as a player, I'm supporting whatever the players is going to help them the most, 100 times out of 100.
Yeah, I like the transfer portal too. But like I experienced it. Like I wasn't in, like I was at State, Alabama State, and then I came here. And so it can get stressful. Like it can, like sometimes it gets stressful when you get too many calls, like you're trying to just chill, you're getting coaches. And then like sometimes it gets stressful, you're like, you're not getting no calls. You're like, dang, I ain't getting no calls. But then it's like when you get too many calls, it's like it's just a lot of overwhelming. And so that's probably the one bad thing about the transfer portal is like every single day is something new. You might hear a coach Monday talk about they want you here, they really love your game, and that'll be the last time you hear from, because poor, like you said, like there's 400 people already to day two, and like they go whatever the next best thing they see.
Mm-hmm.
And so the grass ain't always green on the other side. You can really get lost in that portal too. It's about the end of, it's almost June, and you still ain't even get picked up, so it ain't that sweet in the portal.
I can see why fans don't like, I know a lot of fans don't like it, because you see guy have success in like a lower major or mid-major, they leave, and I get that, but it's like you gotta think about the kid, man. Like he can go somewhere and make $100,000. Like, come on, why would you not do that? Like, I'm sure he loves the whatever he's playing at, but there are so many like great opportunities now with like NIL, like you said, that it just makes too much sense for some of these guys to stay in the same place.
We talked about Go-To Hoop Shoe and Go-To Daily Shoe earlier, so I told y'all, I said, look, we're gonna be on video, so I know y'all boys like to look fresh. Where does that fashion sense come from?
My fashion sense comes from just like whatever. I feel like whatever is like the trendy thing is right now, like baggy is really trending right now. Like I remember back in high school, it used to be like the tight jeans and the rips in the jeans and stuff like that. But now it's just more baggy, flared out, everything baggy. And so I follow the trend, but I also make it my own. Like I really like colors. I really like to wear black too. Like when I'm going out, I like to wear black and dark colors. But I feel like my sister helps me a lot with my fashion, too. Like before I buy anything, I can almost ask my sister, like, is this tough? And then she gives me the go. I'll be like, yeah, I'm getting this. So my sister is really good, like, almost like my fashion stylist.
Yeah, I feel like social media just plays a big part of it. Like you were saying, like, the trends change, and you see your favorite NBA player pulling up pregame fit. Like, they all got the baggy clothes on now, so that's what everybody want to wear. It's like, that's kind of a way that, like, we keep up with it.
Big artist guy. But you love fashion. Fashion designer?
Actually, one of my best friends is actually trying to be a fashion designer, like common interest. He's trying to get his thing going, but I don't know. I feel like Alabama, I was at Alabama State out at HBCU, and like everybody's trying to start their own brand with clothing and stuff like that. And so like, I just want to make sure, if I did, I want it to not be tacky, like something you just see Cake Straw brand. Like, and who's like gonna buy, like somebody I wanted to actually like be tough. Mm-hmm. Like different stuff like that. And so like even this year I was thinking about, you know, NIL, like selling my shirts, but then I just didn't think about like how can I make it tough. But fashion designer, I would look into that, or just be like a wearing stuff, like not a model, but like I just like wearing clothes for real.
Mm-hmm. So Gage, Kenny talked about, you know, your NIL possibilities with your hair and things of that nature, right? So I know that, you know, if y'all won the MVC, you were going to cut your hair. So if y'all win the CBI.
So the deal with the MVC was I didn't care what they did. It's like if I'm going to the tournament, I buzz my head. We was going to have a little gathering at the forest and fans come and cut my hair. I didn't care what was happening. If we was going to the tournament, I was going to be cool, whatever. I'm actually getting a haircut tomorrow, like trimmed up. I ain't going to be getting a cut for the CVI. But I'm telling you, we would have won four games. They could have done whatever they wanted with my hair. That was the last thing on my mind.
We was locked in. Like, we actually had clippers. I brought my clippers.
Now, we were really going to do it.
What y'all trying to get them?
Oh, the body.
Nah, we ain't going to do it. I was like, if I'm going to be on national TV,
it's gonna be how Biz with Nisha. It's gonna be like,
yeah, like y'all can.
It's just like the little bit on the top and phase it. I got you.
Yeah, you can't be looking crazy on national TV.
Would you have done it like during, or would you do it after?
Like, no, we all on national TV. You might want to keep the hair.
That's how. The thing was, I'm like, you know, a lot of people be looking at the TV. I want some Instagram followers. So I probably would have kept it until after, but I would have for sure cut it though. No question.
I got you. I got you. Standing on business. Standing on business. So both of you guys, fifth year seniors, after the CBI, hopefully y'all get those W's and bring it home. UE is done. So, Bo, starting with you, what's the next step?
I got no answer. Everyone keeps asking me, and I keep telling the same thing. I was like, once basketball's over, I got like 2-3 months left of school. I'll figure it out. And then basketball was over, and then we got invited to CBI. I was like, oh, put it in the rear view.
Yeah.
I can just keep pushing on, but I quite literally have put zero thought into it. I've just been kind of living in the moment, doing my thing, just enjoying, you know, the time with the guys, because, like, it goes by fast. Like, I know Mar was here for only a year last year. It's like, that's how it goes by so fast. I don't want to waste it worrying about what I'm going to do after this.
I got you.
Yeah, I'm probably just going to wait till after the CBI and then start going into agents with playing professional and, like, you know, just doing different types of workouts, combines, whatever comes into that play, whatever comes with that. But, yeah, whatever I can do to go the highest, like, if it has to be overseas or G League or, like, whatever it is for me to play basketball at the longest time, make money, and, like, do whatever, like, just do what I've been wanting to do since I was a little kid.
Well, fellas, that is the conclusion of our episode. I want to say thank you both for your time. And, hey, I appreciate it. Again, this is the debut.
Yeah,
this debut. This had started off. So, hey, we started off on the right note.
The intro.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. Art of the Game is produced by Student Media, a student organization at the University of Evansville. To learn more, visit fireside.evansville.edu. This was the debut episode of Art of the Game, where we talk the game of life with Arthur Hurst, your host. That's Gage Bow. That's Kenny Strawbridge. Once again, fellas, I thank y'all.
Appreciate you, man.
So.
Yeah, tell them don't try to play me. Yeah, 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 I'm drippy on it daily. They can never count me out. They can never count me out. I know. They can never count me out. They can never count me out. I know. I make it look easy. Make it look easy. I know. Make it look, make